BBC News with Jerry Smith. French police are searching for the lone gunman who opened fire at the head offices in Paris of the Libération newspaper and the Société Générale Bank. The head of the Paris Prosecution Service said video footage indicated that the attacks were carried out by the same man who threatened journalists at a television station on Friday. The gunman made his escape on Paris's most celebrated street, the Champs-Élysées. A photographer's assistant was severely wounded in the shooting at Libération. The BBC's Christian Fraser is in the French capital.
There is a major police operation underway. I've just come back from Libération, and I can tell you the newsroom there is a very subdued place. It's normally a newsroom that's full of life, lots of shouting at this time as the deadline approaches. But tonight, of course, all their thoughts with the man who was shot and the family of that man. The first day he was due in the office, he was a photographer's assistant. He was loading the lift, and then this man came in behind him and just shot him in the back in a very cold and calculated way. And I think that's what worries police. There was no mercy given to this young man.
The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has rejected a key provision of a bilateral security agreement with the United States, just days before Afghan tribal leaders gather in Kabul for a Grand Council meeting or loyal jigger on the matter. Mr. Karzai said US troops should not have the right to search Afghan homes after NATO forces end combat missions in Afghanistan next year. The BBC's David Loyne is in Kabul.
President Karzai has taken a stand on this. His spokesman said there is no flexibility in this regard. He feels very strongly about it. And this means that this clause, that there should be no ability for US forces to enter Afghan homes, from the Afghan point of view, is now in the security agreement. And that puts the whole thing into extremely uncharted waters, because delegates are already gathering to decide whether the deal should be accepted or not. But the terms of the deal as they go to that lawyer Jirga are not acceptable to the US.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas should address the Israeli parliament and acknowledge Israel as a Jewish state. He urged Mr. Abbas to recognise the Jewish people had an historic link to the land of Israel, and said that in return he would go to Ramallah and publicly acknowledge Palestine's right to exist. Kevin Connolly reports from Jerusalem.
Benjamin Netanyahu's offer to Mahmoud Abbas had a dramatic feel to it. He was speaking at a special session of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, to honour the French president François Hollande, who'd met Mr. Abbas in the Palestinian city of Ramallah hours earlier. In a direct call to the Palestinian leader, Mr. Netanyahu said, "Let's break the stalemate. Come to the Knesset, I will come to Ramallah." But while a visit by Mr. Abbas would be highly noteworthy, it's also highly unlikely.
News from the BBC. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has said that the United States intends to negotiate in good faith to reach agreement with Iran on its nuclear program. A fresh round of talks is due to take place in Geneva later this week between Iran and the group of six international mediators, including the US. Mr. Kerry said he had no specific expectations, but he hoped Iran understood the importance of proving to the world that its nuclear program was peaceful. The American space agency NASA has launched its latest mission to Mars. The unmanned rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Main engine start, ignition, and liftoff of the Atlas V with Maven, looking for clues about the evolution of Mars through its atmosphere.
The Maven orbiter will study the planet's upper atmosphere to try to discover why its climate changed dramatically. It's thought Mars once had a much thicker atmosphere and flowing water on its surface. French police are questioning two senior executives of the Swedish furniture retailer IKEA as part of an inquiry into allegations that it snooped on employees and disgruntled customers in France. The former head of the company in France has also been questioned. IKEA has admitted breaching its own ethical standards after it was accused last year of illegally obtaining information from police files about its staff and customers. Councillors in the Canadian city of Toronto are debating a motion to strip further powers from Mayor Rob Ford, who's admitted smoking crack cocaine, drinking heavily, and swearing profusely. They want to leave Mr. Ford as mayor in name only, with no effective legislative power and little budget. The council cannot force him from office as he's not been convicted of a criminal offence, but it says he's become an embarrassment to the city. BBC News.